marketing World Wide Wow.
Your message got me hooked on your station.
To the World Wide Web.
I listen all the time.
The Mix. Worldwide at WPMX.com. The Mix.
It's the best variety of music.
Today's new music for Chicago and the world.
This is The Mix.
This was brought to you by Marks. Marks got bite height.
It's Dave Fogel going home.
Gather. Get ready for 60 plus degrees tomorrow.
There's Deep Blue Something on the Mix.
Today's music is on the Mix.
Some real smart student at St. Xavier is going to have to tell this band, Georgia Play, when they're there next month, that unforgettable is not a word. Unforgettable You is their latest on the Mix.
Great music, true variety on the Mix.
The Mix, only lonely. Sweetie and the Blowfish. This is Dave Fogel. You know, Mara, did you watch the Grammy Awards? It's an award show that music people get.
Oh,
you know,
thank you. Yeah, sure I've heard of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm playing Matchbox 20 coming up. Of course, Rob Thomas is also in that band. He was on stage a little bit last night.
Just a little, huh? I heard a little bit about this.
Did you see Jennifer Lopez's outfit? The scarf?
What outfit?
You know, it really didn't do anything for me. I swear to God, she's got, okay, she's
for
a
you?
Girl.
It didn't even rattle your case?
She didn't need to. I'd rather, there's too much showing. I don't know.
Imagine.
I think she did it to distract everyone from Puffy, who has been arrested again or whatever.
Oh, maybe you're right.
Because he bribed some guy now to say he didn't have the gun, and now he's been indicted on those charges. So she's distracting everybody. That's what's happening, I'm telling you.
It's a strategic move.
It worked perfectly, though. You wear a scarf and you're distracted from a criminal. Actually, worked pretty well. Hey, Bare Naked Ladies on the way, since she was wearing a scarf. Matthew Sweet coming up. Get it, Bare Naked, her whole...
I get it.
Okay. Here's traffic brought to you by Jewel. Find great values throughout the store, fresh to your family from Jewel. Here's Mo.
I better start learning to accessorize to call attention away from you.
Yeah, we're...
Redant. And that's traffic. I'm Maura Miles on the Mix.
Chicago's new way.
Restrictions apply.
Now, more of today's new music, only on the Mix. Is today's new music. This is today's new music on the Mix.
The Mix, Chicagoland weather. Cloudy this evening. Fog developing overnight, early morning like that, so maybe on the way to work it's a problem. Drop into the upper 40s. Rain late in the morning tomorrow. Otherwise hazy. Lower 60s. Could be another record setter tomorrow. Downtown now, it's 56 degrees. With the Mix.
She said it's cold outside, and she hands me a raincoat.
Chicago, Eric and Kathy in the morning. Plus today's new music equals the Mix. The Mix.
The Mix. Enough of me, the latest from Melissa Etheridge. Did you see her last night on the Grammys up there presenting with Sheryl Crow and Sarah McLachlan? Sheryl looked cute with those little glasses, but actually Melissa probably looked the best, not the strangest of the bunch. Tommy Henriksen now on the Mix.
When you're hearing Gin Blossoms, you're hearing the Mix.
The Mix. Till I Fall Away, the Gin Blossoms, Robin Wilson. Leader of that band, of course, and he's a gas giant now. Tomorrow morning, they'll be on the Eric and Kathy show. Here's the thing. I want people to call up and ask, hey, are you guys going to do at the Park West tomorrow night, are you guys going to do any Gin Blossom songs? I mean, it may be that they'll ask tomorrow morning anyway, but I'm wondering. I don't know. I'll be at the show tomorrow night. I'm just, they got to do them, right?
Well, you'd think.
I would think. When I think, it's very scary.
They could do tribute to the Gin Blossoms.
They are the Gin Blossoms.
They're
missing like two guys or something. Anyway, all right, hi. It's Dave Fogel speaking. Vertical Horizon coming up.
Call it a cover.
Also, the Splendor. Yeah, really.
You know, We're going to cover some Gin Blossoms tunes now.
That would work.
See?
Third Eye Blind's latest is also on the way. They're coming for a couple sold-out shows. I wonder if they'll do any Third Eye Blind songs. When they're, yeah, they probably will.